Morning, folks. I think I made this my ABC for day 24. We are in town, Kate and I, and we're waiting to meet Kate's friend and her partner and her little son. And we're going to Witherspoon's for lunch because Kate's friend wanted to help me celebrate my birthday very kindly. So just thought I'd give you some town atmosphere because it's market day and it's quite busy. In fact, it's very busy. So we're just waiting for them to turn up. So I just thought I'll leave it with a bit of soundscape for a minute. Some Leinster atmosphere on a Friday morning. It's a real shame that, because the stalls are basically set up in the street here. It's a real shame that we can't walk around it, because it sounds like they sell some lovely things. But, yeah. But of course, when you can't see, trying to walk around a market on your own, you'd knock half the stalls over, I think, or I would anyway.
I would definitely. I'd knock everything off the stalls, especially yeah. like break, you know, things breakable.
Yeah, fragile things. Yeah. I think they sell like fruit and veg and meat and
all
cheese
sorts.
And things. I do love this little town, though, I have to say. I really do. I think it's fab. So I'll pause this for a minute then, and I'll try and get a recording in Witherspoon's, but if I don't, I will come back to you later. I'm going to resume it.
Publish. Time remaining. 56 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Hi folks, I'm back again. I meant to resume, but I said I'm going to resume it, and I didn't realise that it had started recording. I double-tapped to stop it, and it obviously resumed the recording, so you might have me saying something really weird, like I'm going to resume it. So sorry about that. I didn't do any recording in the pub, just because we were sort of chatting and things, but I had an all-day brunch, which was sausage, bacon, egg, beans and chips. That was lovely. And Kate had sweet chilli chicken and noodles. And that, I've got to be honest, that smelled blooming lovely. And her friends had one had a hot dog, well, a gourmet hot dog, and the other one had a steak burger type thing with cheese. Me and Kate had Diet Coke. So that was really nice. We had a nice chat with them. And then they left and we walked back to mine. I spoke to my mum and told her about yesterday's activities with the landlady. then I picked up a couple of bits that I needed and bought them over here. And we had a coffee at mine as well. And then We haven't done a huge amount this evening. I bought a new cage for Ringo, the little canary, off Amazon, and I'm going to have to send it back. I spent 50 quid on this bloody cage, and it came yesterday, so I started trying to put it together, and it was... It said in the instructions it was really easy to assemble, and it kind of wasn't really. It was okay, but strangely enough, I've put great big African grey cages together, no problem at all. I can do that with bloody nuts and bolts and Allen keys and screwdrivers and all sorts of things. I can do that. Give me a little canary cage and I had the devil's own job. It was ridiculous. Anyway, it got to a certain point and I said, oh, I'm not going to do any more with this tonight. I'm going to leave it until tomorrow. But I looked at it this evening and I thought, do you know what? It's going to have to go back. The feeders are really weird. I don't like the feeders. I don't like the perches. The roof is really insecure. So I was like, no, I'm not paying 50 quid for that. So I'm going to have to ring Amazon and they're going to have to come and collect it. So I'm going to go into our local pet shop and see if they do bird cages that I can see, and I will get one from there. The size was lovely. It was a lovely size cage. You would have been fine in it, but I just wasn't happy. And I thought, well, no, it's not like I've spent 20 quid. It was £50, which isn't cheap. So that's that. I start my Samaritans training tomorrow. It's my first day of training. So I'm off to Hereford in the morning. And it's quite a long day. It's 10 till 4 tomorrow. I think the morning is like an induction and then the afternoon is the training proper. So I will come back and I will tell you all about that. But while I'm on, I do want to very quickly, this is a bit of a bitty boo, I suppose. Yesterday, after that horrible incident with the landlady, Kate and I were talking about what to have for tea, and in the end, we said, oh, do you know what, we'll call in and get chips. So I said, okay. I said, I'll go in the shop and get some cash back. I said, and then I'll call in the chippy. And Kate said, well, I'll go on walking over to mine, then I'll meet you back there. I said, yeah, no problem. And when I got in to Kate's house, I said, do you know what? I said, Lempster never fails, does it? She said, oh, what do you mean, what's happened? And I said, well, I said, you have a horrible incident, like the landlady this afternoon. And then in quick succession, you meet a bunch of absolutely lovely people. And they seemed to be out in force yesterday. I went into my local shop and there was a man there and he said, the shop door's open, lovely, there you go. So he sort of helped me in. So I got what I needed in there, got some cash back, came out. Then I went into the chip shop and... Andy, the guy that runs it, was chatting away to me, and he's lovely anyway. And there's another lady in there, and she said, "Oh, I'm." She said, "Can I take your order?" I said, "Oh, I've done it, thanks." She said, "Oh, okay." And for some reason, she said to me, "Oh, I'm saving up for my holiday." I said, "Oh, right." Anyway, she said she took my money, and she said, "Are you crossing the road?" I said, "I am." Yeah, she said, "Oh, I'll help you across." I said, "Oh, thanks ever so much." So we were walking out and I was asking her where she was going and she said, oh, I'm going back home to Cyprus for 3 weeks in August. And I was saying, oh, I love Cyprus. I've been there once and it's lovely. So there was her. She walked me across. I said, thanks ever so much. She said, oh, no problem. And then I was walking to Kate's and I walked down quite a narrow alleyway and there was a young person behind me with a bike or I don't know what it was. Sounded quite heavy, something on wheels. I don't know what it was. Anyway, basically, I stopped, I walked, I moved into the side and let them go by. And he went past, he said, thank you. I said, that's all right, you're welcome. Then I was walking through the car park and a guy came up to me, bless him, and he said, there's a car coming up here, Bab. I said, sorry? Because I didn't quite know what he'd said at first. He said that there's a car coming up here, look, Bab. And I said, oh, okay. He said, come here, let me take you round it, Bab. And I said, oh, thanks. Bless him, he was calling me Bab. I was Bab, apparently. So he took me round it and I said, oh, thanks ever so much. I said, you never quite know when they're going to sort of come up because you can be walking, you know, tearing along through the car park. And you suddenly think, oh, God, car. You sort of almost forget that they're going to be there. It's really stupid. And bless him, and you'll have to excuse my expletive. I do apologise. I don't very often swear on audiobook, but I'll have to say exactly how he said it. He patted me on the shoulder when he'd got me past. I said, thank you very much. And he said, that's no problem. He said, and I hope the fucking Lord sees what I've done and appreciates what I've done. He said, and I hope it makes up for some of the bad, all the bad things I've done in my life. And I thought, oh, you poor soul. And I said, well, look, I said, if he doesn't appreciate it, I certainly do. I said, so thank you very much. So there was him. And then I was going down a little path just before Kate. And this man, again, another complete stranger, he said, are you all right, lovely? I said, yeah, I'm fine, thanks. I said, thank you for asking. He said, oh, no problem. He said, there's a bit of a funny path, that. I said, yeah. He said, it's a bit twisty, isn't he? I said, but no, I'm okay, thank you. And I just thought, oh, do you know what? There just seemed to be some really lovely people around. And they seemed to be out in force yesterday. It was really nice. So, yeah, I just thought I'd share it, really, because I thought it was lovely. Anyway, I think that's enough waffling for me for one day. I will bid you all farewell. And I will speak to you after my Samaritan's training tomorrow.